Go get Mike Alstott, please, and bring him in the studio. He is easily one of the fan favorite Buccaneers of all time.
Oh, yeah.
He is one of the toughest guys in the NFL, and he is certainly one of the leaders in this community and a longtime friend of the show. Mike Alstott has an event happening, and it's coming up at Top Golf. Look at you. How you doing, buddy? I keep waiting for you to come in here and be all fat and out of shape and enjoying retirement and being like, oh, just stop working out. How much do you work out? Do you work out at all?
3 times a week.
Oh, do you like go to the gym and actually lift weights and stuff?
I have my own little gym at my my office.
That's what I mean. And, so you go, you actually get there and press.
For about 45 minutes.
Okay, good. Then I don't feel so bad about myself. You're actually putting effort into it to keep looking good.
Trying.
Yeah, yeah. If you came in here and you were like, nope, it's all natural, I'd be like, shut up.
I'm just doing push-ups.
He didn't actually come here. Rich sat in the car. Mike pushed him here. That's how he got the legs up. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing well. About you?
I have to tell you, I have long ducked your golf tournament because I'm a terrible golfer, and I didn't want to not only embarrass myself but slow the game down. But I played this year, and I had a ball.
Really?
I had a ball. You didn't have to be good. Nobody told me it's not. Nobody's trying to.
Did you hit the ball?
I hit the ball a couple of times. I did a couple of whiffs. But I golfed with Anthony Telford, who couldn't be a nicer guy.
Right, yeah.
I felt like I was in the car with like a teacher, and I had a great time. And now I'm locked in, man. I had a ball. And then the night before, I got drunk with Warren Sapp at the hotel. So you can't lose out.
2 for 1, huh?
Yeah. That was a good weekend. Are you still? Yes, you're still coaching, right?
Yeah.
Now your son's leaving. He's going where?
Purdue.
Oh, how nice is that, right?
Yeah.
How proud are you?
The whole family's proud.
Or do you sit him down and go, you better go to Purdue?
No. I was, I was kind of maybe the other way, my wife and I.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to understand, you know, there's a lot of things that people are going to look at you. First of all, you're a quarterback.
Right.
So, again, and then they might, you know, grade you upon what I've done there.
Sure.
In the past and stuff. So, but he wanted to go there. They loved him.
That's awesome.
And, you know, it's a mutual thing, and we're excited. We're really excited.
How hard is it coaching him when you coach him in high school? I mean...
It's difficult at times. It really is,
yeah.
You know.
Because you want to yell at him. You want to tell him...
Sometimes I do. I mean, he is the man. I mean, he is the guy that... He is the commander on the field.
Yeah.
You know, if he was just a different skill position or alignment or something like that, it'd probably be a little bit different. But, I've orchestrated and strategically did a lot of things regarding his skill sets on the offensive side to be able to, you know, do what we do.
Yeah. Well, the team loves you because I asked every one of them at every hole that I saw if you were cool or if you were a jerk off to them, and they all loved you.
No, they're great kids.
I have quite the temper, though, when it comes out, like any coach would.
You know, the thing is, I just don't like laziness.
Yeah, they said you better work your ass off because he does not like laziness.
Yeah, I just don't like laziness. I just don't like excuses, and I don't like laziness.
Yeah.
You know, if you give the effort, and maybe it's not, you're not understanding what we're doing,
right.
the scheme or something like that, then we can teach that. But if you give me 100%, I'm going to give you everything I got for you.
God, I was telling everybody, I told this story a bunch of times. When I played Little League as a kid, baseball, because football wasn't, for some reason, that big where I was, but baseball was where it was at. And I never had a good coach. Like, my coach for 2 years was Frank DeRosa. He was on crutches. He had, like, multiple sclerosis or something. And he'd be, like, the only coach who did practice. And he'd be hitting fly balls to us with one arm. He'd throw it up and lean on the crutch and hit it. I'm like, how am I supposed to be a good baseball player? And I met one hockey player and a couple of baseball players at Yankee Stadium, but you never saw, like, here, you could go out and see Buccaneer players.
Did you ever think that maybe they just put you there because that was your speed? Like,
no,
other people had good coaches, and they were like, yeah, put Mike with
DeRosa. No, I was okay. I was an okay player. these kids, hopefully they realize what it's like to have you as a coach, and you know, and Dave Moore going out there coaching, and you know, all the other former players go out and coach a high school team. That's so awesome to have former NFL players. And Anthony Beck does a football camp here, and that's something that we never had.
Our community's blessed with, you know, the athletes are giving back.
Yeah,
the former athletes are giving back, and the current athletes are giving back. But you know, I think the thing is, after right? I think that's right. that's the perception at the beginning, and,
yeah.
and once you get into it, now he's my coach, and you know what? I think it's all about how the coach cares about the player.
Yeah,
and I do. I really care for all my players and stuff, and I'll get on you, and I love you.
Either or,
you know what I mean? For the best of you.
Yeah, I love that he grew up liking you as a football player. You go, oh, that coach, he's a dick. Man. He's my coach now. I take posters off the wall and all that. Mike Allstott is here, and the reason why is because along the lines of what we're talking about, Mike has got a golf. This is my type of golf tournament. Let me tell you.
I was going to mention that earlier.
This is my type of golf tournament. October 16th from 6 to 9 p.m. First of all, the hour is fantastic. And it's happening at Topgolf. So you're in one spot the whole
time. You've
been,
right?
I have not been.
Ooh. I went. I just went a couple weeks ago for the first time. It is
pretty awesome,
isn't it?
It's great.
Yeah, oh, I've seen it. I was all raving about it before they opened, and I just find myself never having the time. Anytime we make plans, it falls out. I will be here for this without a doubt.
Nice.
This is all being brought to you by the C4 Benefits Group. The Bone has a big part of it. We will be out there. And so now how does this work as far as a tournament goes? You we're hitting for points as you're playing out there, yeah. So that'll be great. You go there a lot?
I've been there.
Can you crush it?
I've been there a handful of times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you crush the ball?
It can hit the back.
Yeah,
there.
I bet you can.
Cool. You know, it's awesome. So there's going to be 204 total golfers.
Right.
Six people in each
of the bays.
So there'll be 34 bays, and then
It's only $150.
Right.
Or you could buy a whole bay for $750, and over half the spots have already been sold. So if you want to do this, you go to MikeAllstottFamilyFoundation.org, and then you'll be out there. Who else will be out? I know the Bone will be out there.
Yeah.
You'll be there. I will be there.
That's all that matters.
This is perfect. 6 o'clock in the evening,
yeah.
And over at 9, I'll be asleep by 10:30. What day of the week is it?
Sunday.
Oh, yeah, perfect. I'll be home in time. I'll come right after church. I'll come right over there. I'm lying about one of those things. I definitely will be there. And then you get food. They have a cash bar that's going to be there, but then they're going to have contests where you could beat the pros. Not the pros mean Mike and actual golf pros. And you can have an opportunity. This is my favorite thing. You can really win some good prizes at these sort of things. You have an opportunity to get a pair of suite tickets to the Bucks Atlanta game, and that is the John Lynch Ring of Honor game, which will be packed. So that'll be good.
So there'll be actually the door prize. As soon as you come in, all right, you'll get a ticket that's going to go in a raffle for a pair of suite tickets, right?
I got you. Okay.
And then also, everybody that signed up before today, prior to today, and then by the end of the day, we'll be also into another raffle, separate raffle, for a pair of suite tickets.
Beautiful.
So, again.
So, you have two chances to win just by showing up.
Right.
And then while you're there, they also got their raffle for autographed memorabilia, game-worn items, and a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
I'm there, and I'm going to practice before I go. Like, I'm going to have to make a trip to
You'll see the bays. You'll get food.
Yeah.
And do whatever. It's a great time.
That's the best way to golf for me, in a nice covered spot in one position. Stay right there.
Right.
Yeah,
it is, you know.
What else? What else is going on? What are you doing? You're not
coaching.
What do you mean? You can't coach all year round. You got to have downtime.
No, right now it's full time.
Really?
I mean, I really get up, I work out, go get some breakfast, and then I sit in front of the computer
right
and I get on the, I'm watching my huddle, watching all my video, putting the script together for practice and or for the game, and then splicing tape up and, putting different clips up I'm a big believer in film, in showing kids what they're going to play against.
Right.
The opponent and or we film our practices, and I love separating different clips out that they don't understand, and it keeps on being repetitive to them that they don't understand. So I'll sit them down and show them and make some different clips on practice and whatnot. And if a kid's having difficulty, you know, they get to see themselves.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. See, that's great. Not only are you there just to be there, but you're actually really into it. I mean, you're really a good coach. Tell me, who else is going to be at this tournament? Do you know there are going to be other your friends, football players, celebrity guys?
All of them.
Yeah, I mean the usual group of guys that usually come around you.
No, it's just going to be pretty much myself and you and everybody that you know.
Okay, because I like
fans,
every once in a while.
Fans.
I like to see Jason Manecki out there and know that I'm better than him at something. Get a ball out there a little bit further.
No, it's not really too much because we, you know, with the spring event, with the main one,
we ask
a lot of celebrities to volunteer their time and stuff.
Good.
Like
so
that,
this is so. It. This is all you need. I'm telling you right now. You got to go to the 750 and just get the whole bay. Put all your people in the bay.
No, it's great.
That's pretty inexpensive. On Sundays, you watch the Buccaneers games?
Yeah.
And do you analyze them? Do you sit there and yell at the TV while you're watching them, or can you actually sit there and just enjoy the game?
I don't yell at the TV.
You don't yell at the TV? I yell at the TV, and I don't even have any experience.
No, I don't yell at the TV. No,
yeah, that's probably why you yell. Because you don't have any experience.
I went to the Atlanta game. I went to the Atlanta game, so that was exciting. It was really exciting them doing what they did and pulling it off and finishing. It's tough to go to the West Coast, and it's tough to be a younger team to go against a very good team like Arizona.
We kind of knew Arizona was going to be a tough game going into it. So
right, but you know, like anything else, you know, being the coach, being the former player, you can't turn the ball over, expect to win against Arizona.
Right. When you go out like with the sponsors and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Because, man, if I'm a sponsor and they're like, and if I'm like, oh, I got Bucks players coming, like, this is Ellis Wims. He played for 5 minutes. I'd be like, oh, yeah, are you kidding me? And I know Martine went and you went.
Martine, that'd be a fun Brad trip. Johnson.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Paul Gruber.
That's a good. Oh wow! So they brought out the big guns for that.
So we had a good time.
Yeah, I bet you did, man. Yeah. Well, look, I'm happy to be doing this again. Let me tell everybody, it's October 16th, 6 to 9 p.m. It is at Top Golf, and it is Mike Allstott's Top Golf Golf Tournament. It only costs you $150 if you want to play, or you can do $750 and you get a team of six. You get in the whole bay there. You can go to MikeAllstottFamilyFoundation.org. Only half the spots left, and by the time the end of this show is over, the rest of them will probably be sold out. And just by merely buying your ticket and walking in the door, you get a door prize ticket that you can get a pair of tickets to the suite to go to the John Lynch Ring of Honor game. And there's another suite that they have, and they have a whole bunch of game use stuff and other apparel that they're going to be raffling off for prizes. Hopefully, we'll raise a lot of money. It's good to see you guys. But we had you doing this. You got Martine building houses for wounded warriors.
Martine's doing a good job.
Yeah. You guys should be very proud of yourself, man. That's awesome. Well, thank you for getting up early and coming in here today.
I'm up.
If you need me, at the field with the kids, you let me know.
All right, buddy.
Go be one of the block.
I need a kicking specialist.
That'd be Galvin.
Yeah, that's right. Over here. He can be a tackling dummy.
I don't like to hang out with high schools. My worst fear is that a high school kid's going to beat me up one day. Because when I was in high school, I used to always judge. I used to always go, I can kick that guy's ass. He's an adult, and I can beat him up. And now I know that's going to end up happening to me one day. I didn't do it. I just think
now.
About it. They
high
are bigger.
Are now, yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Bigger.
Yeah, they are.
It's crazy. It's crazy how big they are.
So I have a 10-year-old son.
Yeah.
How do I know? Like, I don't want to push him into doing football, but if he starts, like, how do I know if he's good? I don't want to make him do it if he could tell he sucks. You know what I mean? Like, if we go out there and have a catch and he's dropping the ball, I'm like, yeah, man, maybe you should try Frisbee or something, you know?
First of all, I think you got to understand your role.
Yeah.
What position you're going to be.
I don't, yeah. And that's
the
thing.
And again, if you...
He's tall. He's built like a tight end right now.
No, then you're going to be a tight end.
Yeah.
I mean, don't go out there and be wide receiver or running back or everybody thinks you're going to get a quarterback tryout line. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the one thing. So understand where you're going to be and then help them with that. You know what I mean? Help them with that. But, with my son, he was playing baseball and I was all into it.
Right.
And our family was all into it. And we were traveling. We were doing whatnot. We were doing the fall league and then the spring traveling league and stuff like that. And he just came up one day and said, hey, I want to play football. I'm like, ooh. I was like, ooh, you got to understand. All right. Football is for, again, at that age, you play for 1 hour,
right?
Right, on Saturdays, right? Mm-hmm. You practice 2 hours every day, right? But in baseball, when it comes baseball time, all right, you practice for 1 hour, maybe get a hitting session in or a fielding session in, then you play multiple games, right? 3 to 4 or 5 games a week and stuff like that. So you're, you know, it's totally different roles have changed, and that's what he was accustomed to. And the thing is, he's been in ever since.
Yeah, and he loves it.
Yeah, he's doing very, very, very well for me.
I always think, you'll probably have to sit down and have the conversation. When does he leave? Did he leave? Is he over there already? When does he go?
No, he's playing for me now, but he'll leave in,
So it's, June? So when do we have the conversation, you have to go, look, you can't get anybody pregnant. You got to imagine in high school, although he's a good-looking kid, Plus, he's your son, so already had it going for him. Now he's a star quarterback. He must be the stud of the whole school.
I mean, I think, you know, parents should be having that conversation with their kid, you know, way.
You got to remind him every day.
Oh, yeah. My wife's on him. Yeah.
I forgot she's the other end of the situation.
My wife does a great job with the kids on that perspective. But the thing is, yeah, we're both on it. Yeah.
That must be such a great position. I remember when Matt Grothy was in high school and he was just crushing. And I thought that kid must get laid whenever he wants, man. Anyway, every time he saw him, he was shirtless on the field, and he's got his abs and he's throwing touchdowns. The old newspapers are reporting about him. In high school, I was a little fat nerd, so I'm jealous of these like high school kids who are.
You got a little crush, man?
I could kind of admire from afar, live life through these people. Forget about it. Speaking of man crush, I was talking about this dude the other day. Sexiest Mike Allstott is when you had the long hair.
The blonde long hair?
That was.
I can't grow so up hair, so I'm growing the hair now.
Yeah, that looks good. You look like an old pirate now.
There you go.
Back in the day, all of a sudden you showed up one day with long locks when Brad Pitt went from short hair to long hair, and everybody was like, ooh, you were the Tristan of the NFL, my friend.
Oh, man.